Monitor I'll monitor our repeater and I'm here on our RF side, but I'll probably go ahead and connect down to DC, and that way I can hear anything that comes through the repeater and goes down there, or anything that I can also look over there. The reason I like to have it up on remote control, if something happens, I have to, I see something there, I can just go ahead and quickly release it, if we get some kind of a noise problem or what have you out there. And right now I know it's working unless it times out on me, so the remote control is up. And I'll, about 5 minutes still or something like that, I'll connect into the Warsh DC reflector. W3ICF clear, but monitoring.
W3ICF
here, go ahead.
I got your message, and yeah, the repeater is connected to the conference server. Do you want me to disconnect it so you can go through your node or whatever?
Well, I saw it was up, and then it went down, and then I put it back up myself, so we're good the way it is right now. I'm talking to you on my other EchoLink connection, and the repeater is tied in on the conference server over there, W3ICF-R there, so we should be in good shape, John.
Okay, very good. 5 minutes to net time, WB3GXW out.
W3ICF clear and monitoring everything.
All right, we'll be starting in just a few moments, folks. Okay, I'm sure some of you knows what that is. That's Morse code. Some of you might have been copying along. Welcome to the third Friday every month, the Maryland section EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW, Warsh_DC EchoLink node. Thank you all for joining this evening. I'm going to cover briefly some of the activities that are going on within the section and around the area. Talk a little bit about some of the preparations and activities that have occurred recently, and then I'm going to turn it over to our guest here this evening so you can share with the section the things that might be of interest to others. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland Section Manager. My call sign is Kilo Bravo 3, Mike X-Ray Mike. A couple of activities I'd like to mention. You can find these on the Internet. I'm not going to give you all the information because I know you can find it. There's an online Skywarn class coming up soon, some testing sessions, training sessions, and in October we're going to have the Maryland SET, the Simulated Emergency Test. I hope all of you will have an opportunity to enjoy those activities and participate. The club members, continue to support your clubs and those activities, and we encourage you to keep the information flowing to the section so that we can advertise to other hams, and so that we all can stay informed. We've had some active weather in the area. We had some floods recently, a tropical storm, and that has been of some interest in the Atlantic with continuing tropical activities. So please be prepared. Also, we'll be starting a new ARES group in the Baltimore County, Baltimore City. So if you've signed up as an ARES member, or if you would like to, you can send your application. And those that have already sent their applications have been approved. And I'll give further information about the upcoming Aries team meeting in October. I'm going to take a quick roster here so I can follow along, make sure I cover everyone. So stand by just a moment. We'll take a short break. This is KB3MXM. WB3GXW. John, are you on board tonight, sir?
Good evening, Marty. WB3GXW. And we have to cancel our test session for tomorrow. That's all I got. Over.
All right. Give us a little details there, John. What test session and where was it to be held?
This would be the Laurel Amateur Radio Club, third Saturday of the month test session, and due to the ongoing restrictions placed by not only Prince George's County, but Laurel City, we don't have a choice, over.
All right, thank you. While I have everyone's attention and while you're here, why don't you one more time with the mic there, sir, tell us about the upcoming announcements and news that will be coming up here on the WB3GXW system and link repeaters. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. This is WB3GXW. Just a reminder that tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Amateur Radio Newsline, followed by ARRL Audio News, will be on the repeater link and the WASH DC conference server link. Everybody's welcome to check in and listen. And then on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock will be the latest edition of This Week in Amateur Radio. And there's a lot of things going on in the amateur radio world, and all these bulletins are good to listen to and keep up on the latest amateur radio news, both here in the States and worldwide. Back to you, Marty.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, John. Also, I'd like to encourage you to be patient. And some of you might have read that the FCC are planning to charge fees for amateur radio licenses or things like that. I want you to be patient. Our ARRL team at headquarters is in hot pursuit of that subject, and let's give them the opportunity to work on our behalf and just be patient. The announcement just came out. It's a long road, and we're not there yet. Break. Also, it was announced this week that Solar Cycle 25 has started. That's right, Solar Cycle 25. Although we've been through a rather, you know, we've struggled with HF, with Solar Cycle 24 at the end. Solar Cycle 24 or 25 will not peak until 2025. So if you're a technician, and this is a good time to get your general license, and if you're general and extra, even technicians working HF, be patient. Look for those opportunities. As we get into the fall season, there's always opportunity for HF with your trans-equatorial communications propagation, as well as with the change of weather. As we get cooler evenings, warmer days, there's always the possibility for tropospheric ducting. A good way to determine whether or not there might be some VHF ducting is bring up the local radar site, and if you see a scatter of, if you see some clutter around the radar site and there's no rain, then that's a good possibility that radar is bouncing around, and you might want to check to see whether or not there's some good VHF. Another way to do that is get a list of the 2-meter VHF beacons, which can be found online, and listen for those. Most of those will be in the lower part of the VHF band, and you won't really be able to hear them on FM. So another opportunity, if you haven't gotten your general or extra, please endeavor to do so. If you have the equipment to receive those beacon stations, you can hear them below 144.3. Matter of fact, there's one right at John Hopkins Applied Physics Lab in Laurel, and there's another very loud one south along 81 in Virginia. If you hear those beacons, you got a possibility of working some ducting. Break. Now I'm going to turn it over to Phil. Hello, Phil. Good evening. W3ICF is joining us this evening on LinkedIn with his repeater. So, Phil, why don't you go ahead and give us a few words and then call your stations on your system, please.
Okay, Marty, W3ICF here. Just surprised. I figured it would be about between 8:30 and 8:45 before I got to say anything. You're taking pity on the old man here. Well, everything's going pretty good up here in Frederick County. We're still having quite a few nets and what have you, but all the folks that are holding them up here in Frederick County is doing a pretty doggone good job, especially the weather net, the MCOM net, even a 2-meter net for beginners on a close-in system. So we're trying to do what we can for the amateur society during this I don't want to say terrible times, but stressful times. Let's say it that way. I don't think we got too many out there. I don't see anybody that came in by Echo Link, but I think we got a couple of RF connections out there. So with your concurrence there, Marty, I'll go ahead and try to get a list of those that are out there listening on the repeater. It may be a very short list. W3ICF, back to net control.
All right, very good. Thank you, Phil. Is there anyone listening on the W3ICF repeater that would like to check in? Your call sign, please.
KB3, Echo Oscar Foxtrot, Sandy in Middletown.
3 Delta Oscar.
K3, KOH, Kurt in Jefferson.
We had one double there. We got you there, Sandy. EOT, and we got Kurt, K3, KOH. There was one double there with Sandy, so if that call would come back in, we'd appreciate it.
This is K3 Radio. I doubled with Sandy. When I lost the mic, he was talking, so sorry about that, Sandy. Didn't mean to double on you.
Okay, so we've got three out there. We've got Sandy. We've got Kurt. Kurt is K3KOH, and we got Mike. I'm sorry, I got a mental drop out there on Mike here. I'm sorry about that. K3DO, you have to forgive the old man here. So that's all we got right now. You want to go ahead and call them in there, Marty? Sandy will be first, Kurt will be second, and Mike will be third. W3ICF.
Okay, very good. Good evening, Sandy. KB3EOF. Go ahead, Sandy from Middletown. You have anything to share with the net this evening, please?
Well, good evening, Marty and Phil and the net. I wanted to thank you for the nice, slow CW introduction you had. I could actually copy that. And it made me really look forward to the upcoming Cycle 25. I remember the peak of the last cycle, and you could just copy Europe and anywhere with almost a buddy pole on 20 meters. So really looking forward to that. And I will pass it on down to Kurt, K3KOH, KB3EOF.
KB3EOF and the net, good evening all. No comments here, just good evening to everyone. And I'll pass it on to Mike, K3DO, K3KOH, clear.
K3KOH, K3DO, thanks, Kurt. Good evening, everybody on the net. I don't have much to comment on either. Just the fall is coming here, so everybody kind of stay warm next week as it's a little cooler outside. But it looks like it's going to be a nice week next week to maybe get outside and do some portal radios, type of thing. So we'll work on antennas, other things like that. Otherwise, send it back over to you, Marty. It's K3DO.
Okay, Mike, thank you. Any other stations on the W3ICF repeater that would like to check in before we move on?
That looks like it, Marty, W3ICF.
All right, very good. Let's now go to the WB3GXW repeater. Is there anyone on the W3? Or John, if you'd like to, you can call your stations if you'd like. on the W3GXW. Go ahead. All right. Do we have any stations on the WB3GXW system that would like to check in with the Maryland section EchoLink net this evening? Your call signs, please.
Kilo, Juliet, 7, Papa, Foxtrot, Oscar. This is Will in Idaho. I'm connecting through the Maryland repeater through EchoLink here in Idaho.
This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, in Bowie, Maryland.
All right, very good. Will, welcome to the net, my friend. I guess you're the DX station for this evening at Kilo Juliet 7, Papa Fox Oscar. Do you have anything to add? And you being in Idaho, I hope you're safe and well out there, my friend, and you're not threatened by any of the wildfires. I'm sure the smoke and all the things that are going on with the wildfires certainly of some concern, but do you have anything to share with the net? Go ahead.
Right. Well, I'll say hello, everyone, on the other side of the country. I'm quite happy to talk to you. Things are well enough here. As far as we know, we don't have any wildfires here in Idaho. They're pretty bad in California and Oregon. And the smoke's traveled up here, and it's made the skies rather gray, and it's made the sun red, and that does bother some elderly people. I'm not quite elderly myself, but for some people it's a problem, but things are as well as they can be. We also don't have, you know, people up here breaking windows or burning buildings, which we're very happy about. And I do hope that none of that sort of terrible business is happening anywhere near you in Maryland either. But I will close by saying, good luck and goodwill. And we wish you all the best from, you know, out here, out west. KJ7, PFO.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. And looking forward to having you join us again. We're a friendly bunch out here. And we enjoy having our guests join us each third Friday for the Section EchoLink. Thanks again very much, Will. All right, let's go to Milford and Bowie. N3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Any comments for the net, sir?
From November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Greetings to Will out in Idaho. It's great to hear from them. I'm having just a good night here listening to you. And the way it's dark and sitting here with the radio going, and it sounds great. You're doing a great job, Marty. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing what we can get involved in. November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, and Bowie.
All right, very good. Now we're going to move to the East Coast. Will, listen up. We have a station on Ocean City on the Atlantic coast. Is there any stations that would like to check in from the K3ORB system that's linked in this evening from the East Coast by the Atlantic? Any stations would like to check in? Your call sign, please. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to W3SMD link system, Southern Maryland. Are you in the listen mode, or do you have anybody who would like to check in? W3SMD.
Good evening, Marty. We got nothing to add to the conversation. Nobody wants
to. All right, very good. Thank you for joining us from Southern Maryland. All right, continuing. Oh, wait a minute. Got to get off. Continuing on with our repeaters, so I can check you in first. Let's now go to, who else did I see down here? Oh, I have it right here. K2JAI, Mike, please check in, give us some words of wisdom, and then call your stations on your system, please. Thank you.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. We are coming up on our next Aries monthly meeting, which will be tomorrow morning. We're going to get an update from OEM, which they join our meeting periodically and do that for us. And we are going to be doing some preparation for our SET, which comes up on October the 3rd. And in addition to that, we'll be doing some preparation for the section SET, which comes up on the 10th. We actually have two exercises we're preparing for tomorrow. And so we got a busy morning tomorrow morning. I am going to go ahead and take some check-ins on the net here. I currently have Arnold K3TEL already checked in. So Arnold, if you could stand by, I'm going to take the rest of the check-ins here on the net. So if there's anybody else waiting to check in here on the 805 in Millersville to the section-wide net, please call now.
Demo Charlie 3, Victor Oscar. KC Radio Bob, National Harbor.
KB3, AWT, no comment.
N3SCO, Severna Park.
N3YPI, Mobile, no comment.
All right, very good. I've got K3TEL, KC3VO, I've got KB3KWT, N3SEO, and November 3YPI, no comment. And no comment from KWT. How about Frank, N3SEO? Can we get a few words, sir?
All is well here in Severna Park, and no further comment. N3SEO.
Okay, how about K3VO? You got anything for us this evening?
Mr. Oscar. It appears that the speaker is talking about 2 liters propagation may not be a user of the band. On 2 meters, all the time, if you have a horizontal beam and switch over to sideband or TWR, one of the narrowband digital modes, you will find that pretty much every day and every night the propagation long distance by means of publisher scatter is available out to 300 or so miles on an everyday basis, much better than on FM, and somewhere on 432, because when you get ducked in 432, it's very bad. But they both work very well, but you got to get a horizontal, get a couple of hundred or more watts, and a decent beam. That's your green deal, National Harbor.
3JQQ.
All right, thank you very much. K3TEL, Arnie, you got anything for the net? Go ahead.
All right, I was just going to listen, but I don't know if you're aware of Randy Sigbody, W3ZS, passed away. Usually makes the ham fest. He rides around with the scooter. I don't know whether VO knows about it or not. And I'm doing fine, and I kind of listened to you and just signed off on 3-3 with another guy here. But that's about it that I wanted to convey about Randy Sigmati. Anyway, hi to everybody, and hope everybody is doing well. 7-3, K3TEL, over.
All right, thank you, Arnie. Sad to hear about Randy. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, Maryland DC Section Manager. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system. We're on the WASH_DC as well as other nodes and linked repeaters. Please stand by. All right, let's get to some of the section leadership here. We've got a few of them online here. I'd like to get everybody. We've got a half an hour, folks. We're going to get everybody in, okay? So first I'd like to go to WB3KAS, Jim. Could you give a, Jim is our Maryland DC section emergency coordinator, and we're going to go to Jim first, and then we're going to go to Stephen right after that. So, Jim, do you have a few words for the net? Go ahead.
This is WBCKAS. Marty, I'd like to put Wanda on with the hospital reports, and you got to make a phone conference to the family a little bit later on. May we do that?
Yes, go ahead and proceed, please, with the hospital net report.
Yeah, good evening to you, Marty, and to everyone who's checked into the net here tonight. Again, my name is Wanda Montgomery, KA3AHI. I am the AEC Prince George's County Aries Hospital Program and the Assistant Section Manager for Marty's Maryland DC Aries Hospital Program. And I would like to announce the Maryland DC section-wide hospital program NET. The NET has been in existence for 13-plus years. The NET convenes on Wednesday following the third Monday of each month at 7 p.m., radio frequency on 3820. You don't have to be associated with a hospital program to join in our NET. Anyone having a desire to check out the program for themselves or their Aries groups, check in, check us out, and join in the fun. That's Wednesday, September the 23rd, is our next hospital net. Net control station is Gene. Net control station is Gene, AD3F, out of Montgomery County, Maryland. Start time is 7 p.m., and I'm sure that Gene would appreciate the support. We have as many as 36 check-ins to the net on a normal good night. So Marty posts this net very well for us each month, and that helps bring in the folks as participants. So just remember, Wednesday, September the 23rd, is our next hospital net. Net control station is Gene, AD3F. Set in and listen, and set in and join us. So thank you very much, Marty, for plugging me in a little bit early. I do have to go, and good night to all, and best wishes all around for the net here. This is KA3AHI requesting permission to leave the net.
Ms. Wanda, thank you very much for all that you do for the section and for the hospital coalition, and thank you for all of your support for keeping that net going, and your net control operators and your support folks for keeping us well informed. Just a FYI for everyone, so there are several. You can find it on the PG Aries website, PG Aries, easy to remember. You can look it up on the internet. There are several hospitals that have radio communications at the hospitals, and Wanda and her team continues to develop good relationships with our Maryland Hospital Coalition to provide amateur radio communications capability to these facilities. Thank you very much once again. You are excused. Now let's go to WB3KAS. Jim, you're next.
WB3KAS. Let me get my paperwork together here. Okay, good evening, everyone. I'm going to address the S-Suction Emergency Coordinator, I'm sorry, the Suction SET, which is going to be from 9 to 12, October 10th, 3 weeks from now. Plenty of time to prepare for it. It's all centered around chasing down the NOAA water gauges in the state. There are, at last count, 1,099 water gauges in the state of Maryland. All counties except Caroline County on the eastern shore have water gauges. We're asking for the counties who are going to participate for a team of two people each, one driver, one data taker. Driver must be APRS capable, because we're going to get a digital picture from the internet websites that have servers for APRS and make that a part of the report going up to MEMA. It's all about demonstrating capabilities for the state, things we can do that they can find it useful in the event of a real thing. After all the reports get in my hands from the various teams around the state, I put out a final report, food chain up to MEMA. Once I hear that it was accepted up there, I will put that up somewhere, somehow on the section for everybody to take a look at it. So we did this back in 2015, had a lot of fun. I thought we'd do it again. And interesting enough, we've had 16 tornadoes, excuse me. And so it's a very active year. It's not over with yet. We actually may be called out to do something like this that the state would need. Wanda and I did a trial run this afternoon. We decided to see if we could find three gauges. It took us 3 hours. These are ones down here in southern Maryland. Never seen them before. I saw one before. But it takes a little bit of work. If you can follow an APRS trail, know how to use a compass, know how to read maps, then you're good to go. That's all I have right now. Stick around until after the net to answer any questions you might have. Looking forward to the SAT this year. This is WB3KAS. Back to Modi in the studio. Over.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. Let's go to Stephen, KC3SDO. Stephen, do you have a few words? And please mention the upcoming ARES-MET meeting.
KC3DSO to everyone on the net. Hello, Marty, and everyone else. A couple of quick things. The Maryland DC Windlink check-in is going well. I'm getting a good number of check-ins from folks around the section and a couple from outside. The next Windlink check-in is going to be on October 13. I will put a link in the chat here for a bit that has the website where you can go to get the instructions on checking in. The American Red Cross, as most people have probably heard, is having another exercise on November 14, so you may want to mark your calendars. It's going to be a bit more streamlined than last time, so mark your calendars. You can jump in and play with the ARC folks. The last thing on my agenda is the Mid-Atlantic ARES-MET. We're making very good progress on the training requirements to lead the section for an ARES-MET call. We're down to the point that we're fixing up some paperwork for the task book. We have a new level 5 that we are going to try to push through and make it part of the task book so everybody is on the same page. There's going to be some minor changes that we'll make with a couple of addendums. That meeting is going to be a Zoom meeting next week, and we're having them now every month because it is hurricane season. That's it for me, Marty. Thank you very much. KC3DSO.
All right, thank you, Stephen. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in a moment. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system and link repeaters. Please stand by. All right, we're going to start at the top of my list, and we start with Josh. So what I'd like to do here is have each and every amateur radio operator, each ham, to check in, give us just a hello. If there's anything that's valued to the section or to others, please please mention it so those individuals can copy it down if they'd like to participate. And then we'll move to the next station. The first station is Josh, Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Kilo Alpha.
This is Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Kilo Alpha. Nothing to report. Thank you. Have a good night. I'll pass it back.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Ed, KB3WQI. Your comment, sir.
KB3WQI and the rest of the group. Well, I've been thinking while the net's been going on, and, you know, it's sad that the country has basically been shut down all for a political virus, and that's a shame. Anyway, I guess eventually, maybe even after November 3rd, everything will start opening up again and we'll return to normal. If we don't, I think there's going to be issues. But other than that, ham radio-wise, HF was sounding pretty good tonight. I did a little band scan, and if I were a little more alive and awake, I'd probably be out playing on the radio. But I'm not, so, you know, that's the way it is. Today was my wife's birthday. Unfortunately, I couldn't take her out to dinner because she had a tooth pulled, and it's really, really bothering her. So maybe eventually that'll chill out, and she'll be much better with her ability to chew good food. Anyway, I'll say 7-3s to all. Hopefully I'll be in here next month if the stars align themselves right. This is KB3WQI 7-3s.
Thank you, Ed. Now we're going to go, we want to acknowledge Nico, KC3 Papa Kilo Papa in listen mode only. Thank you for joining us. Let's go to Richard, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. I'm sorry, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Romeo. All right, next station will be Kilo Charlie 3 Papa Tango Yankee. Papa Tango Yankee. All right, nothing heard. Let's go to Gene, Alpha Delta 3 Foxtrot. All right, next station is John, Alpha Charlie 3 Foxtrot Echo. John, AC3 FE. Okay, next station is Tommy, November 3 Tango Juliet Oscar, N3 TJO.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody on the net. Not too much going on here. We are marking 7 months of working from home, and I've been keeping myself busy trying to make contacts on the crossband repeater on the ISS. Other than that, not too much going on. Thanks for running the net, Marty, N3TJO.
Oh, that's right. Satellites are still up there. Opportunity to work that as well. Thank you very much for that information. And we also have some NASA launches. Check the Wallops Island and check the NASA site, as well as check to see if there's any launches out of Florida. I'm sure there isn't right now with the tropical situation it is, but nevertheless, check for launches. Always fun to hear about those coming up. Now we're going to move to Pete. That is KB3 November Juliet Kilo, KB3 NJK. All right, next station is Ron, Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Alpha Romeo, KC3 PAR. Okay, Pete, we heard you. We had the mic. You had the mic on, and I think I heard some audio, but then it was hot mic. You want to try one more time, Pete, before we move on?
Yeah, let me try one more time. There we go. Looks like it's staying on now. I really have no traffic, Marty, so thank you very much. Let me send it right back to Net Control from KB3NJK.
Well, thank you, Pete. All right, let's go to Stu, WI3J. Stu, anything to say for the net this evening?
Hey, good evening, Marty, everyone on that, WI3J, Stu here in Gaithersburg. Yeah, I'm a satellite enthusiast here, working a lot of the birds up there. And we just had an ISS pass here at 810 and 83-degree elevation, so it would have come right overhead, but I didn't hear a thing. And that's unusual. I had the right frequencies in there and the right offset and everything. So was a couple nights ago, had one come over about 10 o'clock, and I listened, and I heard exchanges going on. So, you know, that's the way it goes. We'll keep trying. Back to you, Marty, WI3J.
JQQ.
Yes, they reported they turned the system off. They had one of those ISS school sessions or youth sessions, and they reported that it was going to be turned off. I don't know if it's been turned back on yet. This is KB3. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net. Here on the WB3GXW Link Repeater and Echo Link Nodes, all stations stand by. All right, now we're going to go to Alpha Delta 3 Foxtrot, ADF, or AD3F. Go ahead. All right, I apologize. I'm not watching the text box right now, folks. I'm trying to get through the list. How about going to Jim? Whiskey India 3 November, WI3N. Jim, a few words, please.
Okay, let's try that. Okay, thank you very much. Just one or two quick things. One is that you'll be able to get out of your cabin fever in December. First, I think Saturday in December, there will be the Santa Fest down in Southern PG County. There'll be more information coming about that, but that is on the books for now. And also invite folks to play in the SET. That'll be fun, and I'd like to speak with W3YVQ after this is over. Back to net, WI3N.
All right, very good. Santa Fest, first Saturday, December, Hamfest, as you know right now, and you heard earlier from John, WB3XW, there are certain restrictions and limitations. Check with your county executive, fire department, or police department, and also make sure when you're making arrangements that your park administrator or facility administrator knows the purpose of your meeting and that you're planning to have a gathering there. Let's not surprise anybody. And my encouragement to you is do it with the utmost care and caution, and make sure that you have already written your narrative. Then you know what to say, properly say, if you are interviewed as to why you're having a gathering. Other than that, please be safe and well always. All right, let's move on to, I was off the mic there. Let's move on to Jeff, KB3SPH.
Good evening, Marty and everybody on the net. This is KB3SPH. I have no traffic. Good evening. Back to net, KB3SPH.
All right, let's go to Pam, KB3SPH. Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra, KB3SWS.
This is Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra. Thank you, Marty, and good evening to everyone on the net. I do plan to participate on one of the traveling teams that will be working on the 10 October set, so that should be fun. Back to net control, KB3SWS.
All right, thank you, Pam, and I will be posting information via the ARRL website under MDC section. You do not need to be a member of the ARL to find that. Just go to the ARL website, put in the upper right-hand corner search window, MDC, Mike Delta Charlie. You should be able to find the information there. And if you are a member of the league, and I encourage you to be a member, and you get email directly from the league via your section manager, myself, or others, and you will get an email also that talks about the set. And that should be coming out, in a week or so. All right, let's go to W3YVQ, Father Al. Can you have a few words for the net? And I have a long list, sir, so if you could be brief, that would be helpful.
Very well. Good evening, all. And for Alpha Delta 3 Foxtrot, if he's going to be on the hospital net, if he might join us on METN that evening before that net, we'd be happy to have him as our acting liaison from METN to the hospital net. And if they have anything coming back, he could bring it back the following night. And that way we'll have a connection between the two nets. Break. Secondly, for those who live down in the Gaithersburg area, we had a very strange check-in earlier this evening from Kilo Charlie 3 November Gulf, a person by the name of Renee who's looking for some tree climbing antenna support. So if any of you know anyone down there in PVRC who might make contact with Kilo Charlie 3 November Gulf, she said she would appreciate it very much. Break. And lastly, with regard to the information Steve kindly sent me regarding the October 10th SET storm data, that is the reporting of the storm gauges. If in fact you elect to shorten that up and put it on a radiogram, for your consideration tonight, we can work the details out later. Perhaps remove all of the introductory descriptors for the lines and simply report the content of the response. For example, 7 Bravo period as able to see the gauge query. You can simply say 7 Bravo slash Y or 7 Bravo slash N for Yankee or November, yes or no, and for the letters. And that way the entire content of the storm gauge report would be dramatically reduced in size. Pretty simple to handle, and that's an appropriate strategy like we used on MEMA sit reps and hourly reports for 20 years or so. You only report the information which is the answer to the question. Food for thought. 730, have a good weekend, W3YVQ.
All right, thank you very much, Father Al. And now let's go to Vic, WB2 Uniform, Whiskey Bravo 2U. Vic, a few words to the net. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to Mitch, Kilo Bravo 3, Mike, X-ray Kilo, KB3MXK.
Welcome to the K3ORB Echolink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
Good evening, Marty. Good evening to the net. KB3MXK. Brevity is of the utmost since we're coming to the top of the hour, so I will say 7-3 to the net, and we will see you the next time on Echolink. KB3MXK, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Mitch. Let's go to Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. A few words for the net this evening.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net, AB3WG. Three quick things I'd like to mention. First of all, the league is currently offering a free 90-day guest account. I think this would be a great opportunity for new hams and existing hams. If you're not a member of the league, just go to the league website. You can sign up for a free 90-day guest account. There's never been a better time to be a member of the league. There's a lot of great benefits they have going on. The new magazine On the Air has come out, free license renewal for members, the emails that Marty mentioned previously and so forth. Lots of great stuff going on from the league. Second thing is the BACO Aries, the Baltimore County Aries group. We're going to get that kicked off toward the end of October, and we're looking forward to that. Stay tuned for more information as that comes out. And then lastly, I'd like to try to contact our amateur radio club's presidents in the section and get some communication going between our amateur radio clubs and not only the section but the ARRL as well. So I'll be sending out some emails to the ARC presidents starting next week, and we'll get some better communication going with those folks, find out all the great work that they're doing. All right, that's all for tonight. AB3WG.
All right, thank you, Chris. Let's go to Scott, KB3CBC, KB3 Charlie Bravo Charlie.
Good evening, Marty and all. Name is Scott, and it's my first time on the net, so thank you. I thought it was very good. I am a member of the APL Amateur Radio Club that runs that VHF beacon. So if anybody has any questions about that, you can feel free to reach out to me, and I can either answer it or put you in contact with the right people. I do have interest in Winlink, so I'm going to look that up. I've used it before a handful of times, but it sounds like you guys have something set up for that with periodic nets, so I'd like to get involved with that if possible. And thank you very much. Back to net control. KB3 CBC.
They're very good, Scott. Hey, Scott, did they fix the ESCOT antenna? Is the 900 megahertz beacon running? Scott, KB3MXM, do you have the high-frequency beacons running down there, or just the 2-meter and 440?
It's just the 2-meter 440. We're having some issues with the 900, and we are working on that.
All right. Thank you very much. We're almost near the end of the list here, folks. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLinkNet. Here in the WB3GXW EchoLink systems and linked repeaters, please stand by. Okay, we're going to go to Cliff. And then we're going to go to Scott. So Cliff, KB3PML. Go ahead, Cliff. You have a few words for us, please. All right, nothing heard there. KB3JQQ. Scott, you have any words for us this evening?
Not a whole lot going on over here. I just say, Lashana Tover to everyone out there, if it applies to you and all, and hope that, well, it can't get any worse than it has been. I'll leave it at that. KB3JQQ.
All right, have four on the list, and then we'll open it for any alibis. I have Vic, Whiskey Bravo 2 Uniform. Vic, any words for the net? It might be a repeat. I've got a long one. Alpha Delta 3 Foxtrot. Gene?
Okay, I got my EchoLink software bug straightened out. Good evening, everybody, and thanks for giving me a third strike, Marty. I wanted to remind everybody that the frequency for the monthly hospital net is 3820 kilohertz at 7 p.m. local time this coming Wednesday. In addition, the 3820 kilohertz frequency is the frequency for the Maryland emergency phone net that Al is frequently the net control station for, and that meets daily at 6 p.m. at 3820. So those are the two plugs that I wanted to get in. Hope everybody has a good weekend. Stay safe. And Al, yes, I'll check into the MEPN on the 23rd before the hospital net. This is AD3F. Over.
All right, Gene. Very well. Okay. I'm going to switch to alibi mode. Is there any stations that I did not call or join the net just recently that I do not have on my roster that would like to check in? Your call sign, please.
KB3UZT, Silver Spring, just checking in. Tuned in a little late.
Okay, I got UTZ. Any other stations? All right, let's go to KB3UTZ. Your comments, your name. Thank you. Go ahead. KB3UTZ, you checked in. Can I get your name, please, in Silver Spring?
Yes, my name is Bill, and it's KB3UZT, and I'm listening on W3B GXR repeater, John's repeater. He's my Elmer. So I'm just kind of new to the EchoLink, so I'm just getting used to it.
Well, I'm glad you joined us this evening. Thank you very much, Bill. Yeah, this is a great opportunity. We have used EchoLink. We've used the WASH underscore DC for some coordination, especially when we had storms, hurricanes, thunderstorms, flooding, things like that. It's a great place to be able to collaborate for situational awareness. You know, one of the things that I've always wanted to see is the ARES members, any member of the Maryland DC section, to come here for situational awareness, to be able to share with other hams and in the area their situation. So this is a great opportunity to use radio over IP to check in, as well as linked repeater systems in those other areas to come and collaborate, especially during National Weather Service warnings, not watches, warnings, and when we have active storms. Now, the storm that recently went through, a tornado did touch down south of Annapolis. We did have one ham. It went through their neighborhood, some trees down. He's fine. Okay, any other stations like to check in before we call it quits for tonight? And by the way, W3YVQ, WI3N, words after the net, but do we have any Anyone that would like to check in before we close? Your call signs, please. All right, there's any questions that would like to be answered, a section might be able to answer for you, or any unfinished business? Last call. All right, so I have one item of interest. I'm in desperate need to help somebody. I am really overwhelmed at work. I'm actually at the epoxy level of trying to get all the section stuff done and work too. I'm looking for some help. If you'd like to help your section, you have some time, interest. These are activities that would include some of the things that Chris mentioned this evening about club activities. Might be helping me with the newsletter, getting out the word, sending out emails, correspondence, other things like that. For the benefit of the Aries team, if you have interest in Aries and would like to be an EC or assistant EC or a DEC, you'd like to have any of those jobs, and you're familiar with emergency communications and your activities that are happening in your particular area, your county, and you would like to get some training as well and be part of the Aries fabric that supports not only our section but also Aries nationwide, please get in touch with myself, kb3mxm@arrl.net. I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. It was a great turnout. Once again, I apologize for getting the news out late. That's the only time I had to do it this week. I will try to do better next time. And everyone have a safe and well weekend. Enjoy if you can. And let's get on the air. Let's communicate. Good night, everyone. 7-3s. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
WB3KAS. Marty, you still there? WB3KAS.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. This is KB3MXM.
Okay, Roger that. Hey, anywhere you can get me the keys to the shack, and I'll put up some of the stuff up on your newsletter like I did before. We'll take a little load off your shoulders. Would that help?
Well, it might help, but from what I gather, you're a very busy man.
Well, we are very busy all the time. My point is that if you're looking for help, I can put up some of the notices like I did before. Just offer that to you.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim, but I'm actually trying to get some encouragement from some of our new hams and those who would like to participate that aren't already assigned a task, if you don't mind.
Didn't come through very well. You already assigned something? What was that?
No, what I was saying was thank you very much for that very generous offer. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to encourage new hams or those that currently do not participate in any of the section activities to volunteer and help the section. If you already have an assignment or appointment from the section, please continue to perform doing that. And I'm looking for new hams or those that are not currently involved to get involved. Thank you very much. If you don't mind, I'd like to get some new hams involved here. Thank you.
Okay. WB3KAS.
WB3KAS, WI3N.
WI3N, WB3KAS. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, Jim. And I texted in the chat box to Father Al, and he said he did send you something for the appendix, maybe, for the SET, so you have that okay, or do you need anything else for that? Over.
Yeah, I heard him say that, and yeah, just check my email, spam account, everything, and nothing shows up. Over.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood that. W3YVQ, are you there? Over.
I am. WB3KAS at ARL.net, the correct address.
Yeah, okay, and I'm already put up a note this afternoon saying that the forwarding service from the league was not working. It was not working. Maybe they got it fixed. But if you just send it to alpha-lima@AOL.com, I will get it, okay?
Okay, call sign at AOL.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Thank you. That was what I was hoping to hear. So, okay. So it looks like you'll have something very shortly, Jim, and we'll be on the road to finishing up. Thank you very much, Al. WI3M.
Well, that's only the white cap on top of the wave. The question I posed tonight on the conference for Steve was whether or not it's okay to assume we're going to give answers to the questions on the report format, which are numbered lines. And if so, then it would be easy for me to make an example up of a radiogram containing the responses by letter and letter with, I'm sorry, number and or number followed by a letter, like 7 or 7A. In either case, we would put a slant bar after that and then put the answer to the question instead of repeating the whole category. I presume that's okay. Over.
Yes, I would say if you could put that together, then Jim can paste it into the SET in the section for the NTS so people will understand what it is they are filling out and how to fill it out. That would be very good. So in other words, you would be showing them the form with 7A, 7B, 7C with a slash after it, and how it would be typically answered. That's what we, I think, need to show folks. Over.
Okay, I have a section in the plan in the back entitled National Traffic, NBC National Traffic. I still have a spot for you, just waiting for the insert, so we're good to go there. WB3KAS.
All right, and then the next pending move, Jim, was to consider having one of two different types of additional meetings between now and the 10th. Either one to train the ECs in how to transmit the radiogram containing a preamble address, this text, and a signature, and or a Zoom session where the entire team in each jurisdiction would attend and take such training. That sounds like a larger and somewhat messier task, but I wonder if training the ECs would be sufficient. Jim, your thoughts, and then let's WI3N's thoughts, and then KAS thoughts.
Okay, roger that. I do have two Zoom meetings planned. I can't wait too much longer to hold on the plan because I need to have people look at it and get questions back to me, and then of course we would discuss them on one of the Zoom meetings I have planned. So I think we're in sync, Al.
All right, and my last comment is that in item 7 you have something listed in the plan that reads message : pass message to NBC section emergency coordinator : WB3KAS at an email address, one message per water gauge report. If you include that in this radiogram, it tends to sound to the untrained as though it's an instruction of where the radiogram ought to go, when in fact this is an instruction for the EC who receives this message, is it not?
Let me ask Jim Cross if he copied it. I'm not sure I followed the logic here. Jim, did you get that?
Well, what I understood was that in the radio, that I think Al is saying in the radiogram, there might be some confusion as to that on where who's sending it to whom. In other words, so that the radiogram needs to be sent to the EC, but I think by having the SEC in there might be a confusion that they want to send it to the SEC. Al, did I get that right?
I just put in the text box a quote for 7, item 7. It says, pass message to NBC section emergency coordinator WB3KAS at the email address on one line, one message per water gauge report. If you put that in a form message for all of the Aries team members who are going to be out in the field, it suggests that they ought to be sending the message to the SEC, when in fact that instruction is really intended for the EC only. Is that correct?
A-Q.
I think that is correct, Al. Yes, it should not be sent to, from the field, it should not be sent to the SEC. It needs to be sent to the EC, who will compile all of those emails, send it to the DEC, who will compile the different EC's emails, and then send it to SEC. So I think you are correct there. Jim, did you copy that over?
I got that, yes. I am hoping that I will only get 3 emails in the SET, and they will be from the DECs, okay? Now, if you have all that in your note to me, Al, I think we'll have... I just need to take a look at it to make sure I understand it, and if I see it in writing, I think we're good to go. Over.
Okay, very well. And I think it is important to do at least something in... the form of training of the Aries ECs on how to voice the radiogram. It won't be a full course on traffic handling, obviously, but at least give them some confidence in what to tell their team people in the field about how to do it if they come up on a repeater and want to transmit the radiogram instead of trying to transmit an ICS form. To some degree, that's discretionary, as I mentioned in the conference the other night. If you want them all in ICS form, and the person in the field's going to read it over a repeater to the EC, and he copies it on an ICS form, there won't be any need to use the radiogram format at all, and for that matter, any of the NTS nets either. Over.
Yeah, you're right. I think you brought it up in the conference that we would need to have a preamble, and then we wouldn't have that, so that was automatically justification, I guess, for not having it. I have to run along here, find out how Wanda made out with the conference call with the family, and I will be on here for a little bit later just to see if you guys are still on. 73's Al, looking for your report. As soon as I can get it, we'll start putting it into the plan. WB3KAS.
Okay, this is WI3N, and thank you, Jim and Al. I'm gonna probably cut out now to hopefully go find some dinner. I'm starting to get a little twinge, but Al, I believe we could probably on the Zoom call maybe just kind of go over. And maybe on both of the Zoom calls, conference calls, maybe go over actual voicing, because I think it would be great if people could see how you do it and play with it and try it, you know. The idea is hopefully get more people interested in it. So over to W3YVQ.
All right, we'll discuss that by email because I'm late for a net control job. I better get moving. 73, both Jims and everyone else, W3YVQ, good day.
WI3N, I'll be clear and going to get something to eat. 73, all.